Several hundred people attended a vigil last night for Sierra Guyton. The 10-year-old girl was shot in May while playing with her sister and other children at the Clark Street School playground. Sierra died over the weekend. Two men have been charged in connection with her death that police say stemmed from a confrontation between two groups of males near 28th and Clark.
The sounds of a spirited basketball game blend with the squeals of glee from children crowded around brightly painted equipment at the Clark Street playground. It was here in May when a stray bullet mortally wounded 10-year-old Sierra Guyton. Last night at dusk, hundreds descended on the site to participate in a balloon launch and candlelight vigil in honor of the youngster. Dana Simmons lives about 10 blocks west of the playground, but came last night to pay her respects.
My heart goes out to this family. I didn't know her. I mean, I never seen this little girl in my life, but it's just, I have grandkids. And, you know, this was such a senseless shooting.
A local minister offered prayers for the Guyton family and for the Milwaukee community wounded by gun violence.
And Father, we want to thank you for everything that you're doing right now, Father. Well, each and every one understand my voice, Father. Although a lot of times, Father, we don't deserve it. We didn't deserve it at all, Father, but you did it anyway because you loved us. And most of all, Father, we want to thank you for the mighty. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for the good and the bad.
Following prayers, a cheer accompanied the release of dozens of pink and yellow balloons into a partly cloudy sky, rushed with the color of daytime fading to night.
We are here to pay our respects.
Local officials and others took turns speaking to the crowd, their voices amplified by a bullhorn. Community activist Tracy Dent implored those on hand to fight against violence in the community.
We got to learn from this. Learn. We got to protect our children. We got to protect our home. We got to protect our block.
Kenneth Robinson was in the crowd last night. He's a friend of the Guyton family and says there must be another way to solve differences than using guns.
I'm from a different generation. We fought and then lived to see another day and realized that those disputes were childish. And I can look back and reflect on it. With guns, it's final. There is no going back.
As the evening wound down, Simmons and others joined in a song just before well-wishers lit candles. The scores of tiny specks of light dancing in the gathering breeze of a summer night to honor Sierra Guyton.
Everybody! It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.